This is Dakota Datebook for February 20th. Vague fears of nuclear war can lurk like green monsters hiding under the bed. After Russia built atomic bombs in 1949, fears of nuclear war led to fallout shelters and civil defense brochures entitled Survival in a Nuclear Attack. By the 1960s, NORAD radars watched for Russian bombers and later even missiles. If war began, the president would activate the emergency broadcast system, which could interrupt regular TV and radio programs for vital civil defense information. Radio and television stations regularly broadcasted test warnings, opening with an urgent attention signal, followed by the words, "This is a test." That was how it was supposed to work. However, on this date in 1971, Les Maupin, broadcaster at Minot's KLPM radio, was startled to find this message on the Associated Press teletype ticker. "This is an emergency action notification directed by the president. Normal broadcasting will cease immediately. Message authenticator, hatefulness/hatefulness. Immediately, KLPM and specially designated stations across the country stayed on the air while other stations went silent. For breathless minutes, Minot citizens looked skyward for impending doom, knowing the Minot Air Force Base was a likely target only 15 miles from town. One citizen said, "My heart just stopped. I thought the bomb was coming." Relief came when a second emergency bulletin appeared on the Associated Press ticker. "Cancel message sent at 0933. Repeat, cancel. Authenticator, impish/impish. What in the world had happened? Investigators discovered that W.S. Eberhardt, who was on duty at the National Warning Center, inadvertently blundered by grabbing the actual warning tape for the teletype rather than the typical test tape. Usually, only the White House can order release of such an emergency notification. Therefore, President Richard Nixon ordered an investigation of the dangerous flub. Investigators instructed the National Warning Center to place the actual warning tape inside a desk drawer 5 feet from the transmitter rather than right next to the test tape. It was a long 18 minutes for North Dakota radio listeners who feared that nuclear annihilation might be imminent. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.